comes to all three Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sridhara Gadara Arjita Gaur Bhakti Vritti Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopura Shama Kandu Radha Kuti Giri Guru Dhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dhan Ki Jai Navadu Dhan Ki Jai Kamsu Manato Sri Vritti Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vritti Ki Jai Samadakta Bhakti Vritti Ki Jai Gopra Vritti All glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to Sri Guru, Sri Guranga, all glories to Sri Prabhupada. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Saraswati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 from Shambhava Candlestick Chapter 9 verse 37 Samavishavamatinam Matam Anu Sarasi Yatta Raju Kandaha Sarpadi Dhyam. Translation: a rope causes fear for a bewildered person who considers it a snake, but not for a person with proper intelligence who knows it to be only a rope. Similarly, you as the super soul in everyone's heart inspire fear or fearlessness according to one's intelligence, but in you there is no duality. Report Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, as one surrenders unto me, I reward him accordingly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the reservoir of everything, including all knowledge, all truth, and all contradictions. The example cited herein is very appropriate. A rope is one truth, but some mistake it for a snake, whereas others know it to be a rope. Similarly, devotees who know the Supreme Personality of Godhead do not see contradictions even, but non-devotees regard him as the snake-like source of all fear. For example, when the train of day appeared, Prahlada Maharaj saw the Lord as the supreme solace, whereas his father, a demon, saw him as ultimate death. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam Vayan, Dvitiya Abhinivesha Tasya, fear results from being absorbed in duality. When one is in knowledge of duality, one knows both fear and bliss. The same Supreme Lord is a source of bliss to devotees and fear to non-devotees who have a poor fund of knowledge. God is one that people understand the absolute truth from different angles of vision. Not intelligent see contradictions in them, but sober devotees find no contradiction. Translation: a rope causes fear for a bewildered person who considers it to be a snake, but not for a person with proper intelligence who knows it to be only a rope. Similarly, you as a super soul in everyone's heart inspire fear or fearlessness according to one's intelligence, but you, in you, there is no duality. So the previous verse spoke of what seemed to be contradictions in the Supreme Lord. He can be completely detached and completely attached. He can be Atmarama and at the same time enjoy the Rasa Lila, or he is the giver of fear to everything, yet he becomes afraid of Mother Yasoda. So there seem to be contradictions in the Supreme Lord. So this is another explanation or statement about the Supreme Lord and how people see him in contrary ways. So the example is given of the illusion of rope and snake. One may perceive the rope to be a snake if one is under illusion. Or, on the opposite way, one could also see a snake and think it is a rope. Either way, one could have an illusion. Nevertheless, the example is given here not to point out illusion, but rather to show that people see things in different ways. Similarly, as far as the Supreme Lord is concerned, he is also seen in different ways by different people. So some people will see him as fearful. So Kamsa saw Krishna as fearful, as death personified, when he came into the arena. Cowherd boys saw Krishna as their friend, and they joked with him. And so completely opposite perceptions of Krishna, one person, by two different people at the same time, according to their different mentality and vision. So how is that possible? Of course, we could say, well, it's simply the perceptions of the individual. That is, in one sense, true. But at the same time, we cannot say that their perceptions are illusory. The cowherd boys, when they see Krishna as a friend, are seeing him as illusory. And certainly, for the demons, Krishna is fearful. It's not an illusion that he is not going to kill them. He will kill them. So he is fearful for the demons also. So it's not an illusion, as we see with the rope and the snake analogy. So Krishna does display aspects of fearfulness as well as friendliness, etc. So the question would arise, how is it possible that he could be two things simultaneously for different types of people? The answer is that Krishna contains all qualities and he can manifest simultaneously these different qualities to different people. And different people will see differently. That famous example is the verse in the when Krishna came to the arena of Kamsa and Mathura. And when he entered in there after killing the elephant, then everyone saw him differently. So the wrestlers saw him as a thunderbolt, very tough. On the other hand, we know that Krishna is very soft. And if he is touched by a leaf, then he gets bruised. But when the wrestler saw him, he was very strong and tough like a thunderbolt. Kamsa saw him as fear, as bhayanak rasa, because of death. Friends of Kamsa, other kings, saw him as their punisher. They saw him angry, as if he were angry. Rodra rasa. People of Mathura, the men, saw him with wonder, astonishment. The cowherd boys saw him with friendship, and they joked with him, hasya rasa. Vasudeva and Devaki saw him as their child, vatsalya rasa. And they also thought, he is a very small, unprotected, and these wrestlers are very big and ferocious. So that expressed karuna rasa, compassion. The yogis saw him as Brahman, Shantarasa. Some ignorant people saw him as a material being, simply as a material being, and disgust because he had blood on him, like impure, etc. So they saw him as an impure person. It's called bibhatsarasa, or disgust. The women of Mathura saw him as Cupid, Kamadev. That means Madhurya rasa. And the Rishnis or the Yadus, they saw him as their worshipable deity in Dasya rasa. So everybody simultaneously saw Krishna differently. How is that possible? It's not they're seeing illusions, but Krishna contains all these things and he manifests these things simultaneously to different people, all different qualities. It is not difficult if it's an illusion. He actually is not sweet, or he is not fearful, but actually is all of these things. And different people can see these things in him simultaneously. So that is the inconceivable nature of Krishna, that he can manifest these things. They're not illusory at all. But they're contrary to each other, but nevertheless, different people see these things simultaneously. So that is just one example. Another example is when Krishna lifted up Govardhan Hill, and he was standing for 7 days with Govardhan on his little finger of his left hand, arm, and he was standing up like that. So all of the people of Vrindavan saw him, and they all saw him differently again. So the elders thought, oh, he's getting tired, we have to help him, he's holding up that hill, and they felt he was not strong enough, so they tried to help him, and they got sticks, and they tried to hold up the hill also. Yeah? Ananda Maharaj and the cowherd man and others, like that, and Mother Yasoda, thinking he must be very tired. The friends were laughing again and joking with him. Yeah? And the gopis are thinking that he is their lover. So in this way, they all thought differently of Krishna. Simultaneously, Krishna was displaying all the qualities for each one of them. So this is the nature of the Supreme Lord. He can display all wonderful qualities like this. Of course, all forms of the Lord have all the qualities, but they're only manifested in Krishna completely. So we find this full manifestation of all qualities and rasas in Krishna. That we will not find that in the others, that will not to the same degree manifest all these different qualities simultaneously. So Krishna is very, very special for that reason. In Krishna we find everything manifested to the maximum degree. So according to the person, qualities become manifested. Because the principle is, accordingly as you surrender unto me, I respond. So, if a person thinks of the Supreme Lord and identifies himself as a servant, then the Lord acts as a master. If one identifies himself as a friend, then Krishna identifies himself as a friend also, and responds as a friend. If one identifies himself as a parent of Krishna, then Krishna identifies himself as a child. And if one identifies himself as a lover of Krishna, then Krishna also identifies himself as a lover. So according to the mood of the devotee and how he develops his identity with Krishna, then Krishna responds to that appropriately. And in these different relationships, different qualities will manifest. They will see differences. So therefore, the gopis see different qualities in Krishna from the cowherd boys or from Mother Yasoda. They all see different qualities in Krishna. So, in this way, according to the devotee, then Krishna manifests particular qualities. The secondary rasas, which were expressed in the first example with the people of Mathura, there are some demons there, like Kamsa and his associates, and there's a Vibhatsa Rasa and Bhayanak Rasa and Krodha. These were manifested in the demons, so they're not actually real rasas. So the real rasas will manifest in with Krishna and the devotees. So sometimes the devotees become fearful of Krishna, or sometimes they show anger. There's a relationship of anger between Krishna and the devotee or whatever. So these are in the spiritual world. So as previously mentioned that somehow or other everything is blissful in the spiritual world, yet we see there is suffering and separation, etc. How is this possible? So therefore this vayanak rasa or fear and anger, etc. are also secondary rasas to the primary rasas in the spiritual world. So they only have variations on the bliss of the spiritual world in relation to devotees only and the Supreme Lord, not with demons, etc. So all of these rasas manifest fully in the spiritual world with the devotees and Krishna, not with the demons. So the Lord has all these qualities within him. And of course with the demons he displays different qualities. So it's not the same Rodha Rasa with the demons, or the Bhayanak Rasa that's displayed with the demons is not the same as with the devotees. It's slightly different because there are demons involved. So the Lord also displays these qualities, but simultaneously even to the demons, Lord is never angry and he's never threatening or anything like that. He's actually very compassionate to everyone. So therefore, when he kills demons, he liberates them or puts them in the spiritual world. So he never expresses hate or any of these negative qualities. He actually is very, very compassionate at the same time. So though these contrary qualities may appear, and some of them are negative qualities, nevertheless, in Krishna, they are all perfect. And he displays these different qualities for different purposes, but ultimately, they're part of his perfection. So therefore, though contrary qualities can appear in the Lord, and some look like negative qualities, especially killing demons, etc., nevertheless, this is actually part of the Lord's greatness to show these contrary qualities, and ultimately shows mercy to them also. So Lord does this with the demons, that is, he kills the demons, or he favors the devotees, that again gives rise to a contradiction, because the Lord should be equal to everyone. Now, why does he favor the devotees and kill the demons? He should be equal to everybody. So, yes, the Lord is sama. He is equal to everyone in one sense. But nevertheless, it is natural that the Lord will favor those who are favorable to him. According to surrender me, I respond to you. So the Lord responds differently in spite of the fact that he is equal to everyone. He still responds differently according to the qualification of the individual. But nevertheless, the Lord is never subjected to material gunas. So he's not subject to hatred, anger, duality, fear, etc. So when he does display what appear to be negative qualities towards the demons, that ultimately is also an aspect of his mercy. So he shows his mercy to them also. So therefore, the Lord can never be criticized for his qualities. In the material world, quality becomes a cause of condemnation because it's connected to the gunas. You have good qualities in sattva-guna and bad qualities in tamaguna. And due to these qualities, you do activities, and due to the activities, you get karma. And then you're stuck in the material world. So the logical process would be, let's get rid of all the qualities, and then we get liberation. No more qualities, no more actions, no more karma, then we get liberation. So some people find it difficult to think of qualities in spiritual life and qualities attached to the Supreme Lord, who should be fully spiritual. If he has qualities, then he'll do activities, then he'll get karma, then he'll have to suffer in the material world. That's what they think. So that is why they want to reject all of these qualities and have a nirguna Supreme Lord and nirguna liberation. However, the Lord's nature is inconceivable, and even though he is nirguna, simultaneously he manifests wonderful qualities in the spiritual world. So he is simultaneously nirguna and full of gunas, saguna. He is saguna because he has wonderful spiritual qualities, nirguna because he has no material qualities. So, of course, the Lord also is inconceivable in respect to the idea that he is Brahman, which is Nirguna, and simultaneously he is Bhagavan. He is both. So in Bhagavan he has all qualities, and as Brahman he has zero qualities. So the Lord can be both things simultaneously. So that is another contradiction, how he can be both. So all of these things are resolved within the Supreme Lord because of his Achincha Shakti. And that Achincha Shakti therefore becomes another impetus for seeing the greatness and wonderful nature of the Lord, that he can do such things. It's another of his extraordinary powers. So here the Devatas are appreciating that the Lord can do all of this, and somehow or other he is in the very supreme, the highest position, the supreme position, and he can manifest simultaneously different qualities like this. If persons have an attraction for one form of the Lord, which is bona fide, which is authorized, there's nothing wrong with that. Because naturally, mostly, in fact, it is superior to be attached to one form than many forms. So those who are attached to many forms get a different result than those who are attached to one form. Those who have an attachment to many forms, and they don't have particular attachment to any of them. So therefore the relationship with the Lord is rather weak, ultimately. Those who have attachment to one particular form have a stronger attachment, and therefore attain a higher relationship because of that. So maybe in Dasya or whatever, they get a higher relationship because of that. So it's actually better to concentrate on one form. Nevertheless, those people that concentrate on one form should understand that all the forms are the Supreme Lord, and they can't reject any of the forms.
Lord reciprocates according to one's attitude or desire. Demons are hateful, but Krishna is, that's a material emotion.
Yeah. So it kills him. So it kills him. So it kills him. But though he does so, he also liberates them. He shows compassion to them also. So he doesn't really hate them. But for instance, Srinivas Kasipu wanted to fight with the Lord, so the Lord fought with him. He responded to him because he wanted to fight, so therefore he fought with him. There they are only absorbed in those pastimes, particular pastimes, at that particular time. So they are absorbed in those things. They don't recollect or involve themselves in other things.
When demons go to the spiritual world, they're in Shantaras or something below them?
They can attain a little bit of a higher rasa, like Putanaga, the nurse. So she was kind of like a Vatsalya rasa of secondary nature. By the mercy of the Lord. Usually they get a lower rasa. No, they're considered to be simultaneously the same. So that's a little bit different. It's a type of Dasya Rasa called Gaurava. Or in Jiva Goswami calls it Prasraya. Which is one of respect. They respect him.
Nirantara Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Maharaj ki.
Jai.
Jai. Jai.